A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Sermon the UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. We have been considering the word of God from the book of the prophet Micah chapter 3, verse 8, where the scripture says, "But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord." And also Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 1, and in verse number 8, where Jesus Christ told the disciples that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. In Luke chapter number 10, and in verse number 19, Jesus Christ said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and over all the powers of the enemies, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Power, 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 and power. There are two Greek words translated power in the New Testament. The first word is the word exousia, which speaks about authority, particularly the one that is delegated. The authority to use someone's name. The authority to use someone's power. The delegated authority. The other word translated power is dunamis, which is the power to make things happen, power to do things, to work, to accomplish things, ability to make things happen. Now this, the combination of these, is what God makes available to us in His Word, in the place of prayers, and in the study of the Word of God, and in other things that we have discussed on this program. But I'd like us to consider the dimensions of power on this program this morning. What are the dimensions of power that we need to have an understanding of and aim at and embrace and work with in this new year 2024 and all through our life's journey? The first dimension of power that I like to talk about is the power to stand. Every great destiny and every great thing commences from rising. We must rise up to stand in life in order to achieve anything great in destiny. In Isaiah chapter 60 and in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Arise and shine." And so the first word there is arise. Until you arise, you do not shine. Any destiny that will know shining, that will experience glory, must first arise. You must get up from the ground. You must break yourself free from the forces and powers that want you to remain the way you started. This is the force of gravity that wants to keep you the way you started. It is important for us to arise. And so that scripture says, arise and shine. In Genesis chapter 37, verse number 7, Joseph was relaying his dream to his brethren. He said, "We were binding sheaves in the field, and lo, my sheaf arose and stood upright." The man who will stand out in life must arise. Of course, if you don't arise, if you don't rise up, your destiny will be grounded and you will not be able to get anywhere far or anywhere near glory. So it is important for us to arise. In this new year, you must understand, if I must get anywhere great, the first dimension of power I need is the power to get up. Don't sit still. Don't stay on the ground. Don't lie still. Get up with your life. Get up with your destiny. Arise. Don't remain the way you were last year. Don't stay the way you were last year. You cannot afford to start this year the way you ended last year. Start with something new. Start from a different note, on a different note entirely. Arise. It is the power that is needed, a dimension of power needed for you to get anywhere in life. If you read the story of the man who was born lame from his mother's womb, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 3. And the Bible tells us that this man was born lame from his mother's womb. But when Peter saw him, Peter said, "I don't have silver, I don't have gold, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the Bible says in verse number 7 that Peter took him by the hand, the right hand, and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. A man whose ankle bone is weak, whose ankle bone and feet bone I have not received strength, can never stand. And this is the first dimension of power, power to stand. God wants you to stand. And it is my prayer that you will receive this dimension of power so you will be able to stand in life and in destiny. You will stand in the name of Jesus. The second dimension of power is the power to take charge. God wants you to take charge of your life. And that was why Jesus promised us power in Luke chapter 10 and in verse 19. Jesus said, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies." So Jesus Christ knew that we will need this dimension of power to be in charge. He asked you, he asked me, and he asked the church to occupy till he returns. Occupy till I come, he said. And so he was saying invariably, take charge till I come. How are we going to take charge without power? And so he has delegated power to us so we can take charge, so you can subdue kingdoms, so you can exercise dominion on earth. And so you can take the name of Jesus and enforce the authority of the cross. So occupy till I come. Take charge till I come. And we take charge by casting out demons. He said, these are the signs that we follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out devils. They will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. In other words, they will take charge. Jesus wants you to take charge. He wants me to take charge. And how can we take charge? How do we take charge without power? And so power to take charge is what Jesus gave, what he promised when he said, I give unto you power to tread upon serpent and upon scorpion and over all the powers of the enemies. And in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, he said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. He wants you to be his witness. He wants you to take charge. And that is the second dimension of power. Power to take charge. Number three dimension of power is the power to make impact. The power for impact. In Acts chapter 3, from verse number 2 to verse number 6, the Bible says, a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried. They carried him, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him, said unto him and John, look on us. And he gave it unto them, expecting to receive something for them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you, or give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Power to make impact. Peter was saying to this important man, I don't have silver, I don't have gold, but I have something to offer. There is something I have to make impact. And so there is the need for you to have something to offer your generation. Every man of impact is a man who has something to offer his generation. And so there is a power that comes from God, power that gives you something to offer your generation. And this is a power for impact. God wants you to positively impact your generation. And you need power to make this happen. So you will need power. And it's the third dimension of power that I want you to understand. Power to make impact. Power for impact. May you have something to offer your generation in the name of Jesus. And so don't forget, there is the first dimension of power to stand, to arise, and to shine. The second is the power to be in charge and not to be under control, but to be in control. And then the power to make great impact. May the Lord make you a man of impact in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice in prayers and say this morning, I receive the power to stand, to arise, and to shine. In the name of Jesus, I will arise, I will shine. I receive that power to arise and to shine in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. I receive power to take charge. I take charge of my life, of my destiny, of my environment, of my business, of my career. I take charge of my environment and circumstances around me. I will not be under the impact or influence of situation and circumstances. I will be in control of my situation and of my circumstances. In the name of Jesus, I will tread upon serpents. I will tread upon scorpions and over all the powers of the enemies. Nothing shall by any means hurt me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and receive the power for impact. I receive power for impact. This year, 2024, I will make great impact. I will have something to offer my generation in the name of Jesus. I will not be a surplus to requirement in life. I will be needed because I am loaded, and God's name will be glorified. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name, I pray the name that is above all names, that the Lord will cause you to arise and to shine in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will arise, you will shine, your light will shine, and God's name will be glorified in your life. I declare that this year your sheaf will arise and stand upright in the precious name of Jesus. Your destiny will not be subservient to any. You will stand out in the name of Jesus. And I pray in that name that is above all names, that by the power of the living God, you will be in charge of your situation and circumstances in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name that is above all names, that you will be a man of impact. You will have something to offer your generation in the precious name of Jesus. Your place of work, you will have something to offer your place of work, your place of abode, your place of fellowship, your place of business. You will have something great to offer your generation. Your generation will glorify God because of you. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service this Sunday at Adelaide Cathedral. It promises to be explosive. Let's join for a glorious service. But today, join us for day 18 of a 30 days of power. Don't miss it, and the Lord will bless you. The platform for our meeting for this 30 days of power is a YouTube and my Facebook channel at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless as you attend. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman at Duluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.